I got him! 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 Yes, whose concert I got tickets to Saturday night.
Oh, boy, charades! How many syllables?
Eddie Devon.
You're not very good at this.
Hi, guys. You will never guess what I just did. How did you get up here?
Took the freight elevator just like everybody else.
I heard some jerk actually walked up all 18 flights.
Your Honor, look!
Ms. Sullivan, look!
You too?
Uh-huh. Two tickets to the grand opening of the petting zoo in Central Park.
You camped out all night for those, didn't you?
Your Honor, these are Eddie Devon tickets.
Wow. Who's Eddie Devon?
He's a rock and roll star, sir.
Oh, I don't keep up with that, Mac. You know that. Flo and I, we're into the old timers, right, Flo? Sinatra, Torme, right?
Eddie has brown hair, green eyes, and 17 gold singles. His last LP went platinum in a week, and he just kicked off a 28-city concert tour. I would have had the best view of him at Woodstock, but they made me climb down from the light tower.
Why?
Some nonsense about wearing clothes.
Whatever it was, I hope nobody was on the hall when it went through.
Please tell me what the hell is going on around here.
Yes, Your Honor. There was a last-minute cancellation of the Eddie Devon concert.
His fans started chanting, "Up with famine."
Well, that is extreme behavior, but in light of the announced cancellation...
That was before the announced cancellation.
And then after, I suppose things got a little out of hand.
Luckily, the ritual human sacrifice was nipped in the bud.
All right, right this way. Right down the aisle here. Thank you. I'm right this way. Thank you. Good.
Sir, Eddie Devon's here.
He's here? Oh, my God, I don't believe it! This is unreal! I mean, what an interesting development.
Mr. Devon was assaulted by a promoter after he froze on stage. Here's the arrest report.
Well, why are you wearing that thing?
Some fans found out I was escorting Mr. Devon, and I wanted to throw him off our trail. I figured a disguise would help. You recognized me right away, didn't you?
What do you expect from a man who keeps thumbtacks as pets?
Excuse me. Can somebody tell me where Mr. Devon is?
Yes. I can answer that.
You are?
Hi. Dr. Charles Melnick. I'm Eddie's psychiatrist and personal spokesman.
Where is he?
He's here. He's in this room.
Can I see him?
He has no comment. A statement will be issued on this incident.
Doc, I would just like to
see... It's my belief that Eddie froze on stage as a result of his latent performance anxiety, which has been heightened by his growing concern over the plight of the whales.
Yes, Miss Sullivan?
He's under my table!
What, is he nuts?
Of course not. But a personal appearance in this courtroom is simply out of the question.
Well, fine. Then he can make a personal appearance in my office. 15-minute recess.
I just hope that you're capable of treating him with the kind of respect and sensitivity that this calls for. Here, boy. Here, Eddie. Come on.
Hi. I'm Willie.
I'm Wally.
I'm Woozy.
We're looking for Eddie Devon.
We'd do anything.
Anything.
To get close to him.
What do you do?
Oh, I'm an assistant district sales rep for Eddie's record company.
Ooh.
Once more.
Ooh.
Forget about the lottery. Give me this one.
Yes, but please do what you can. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Come on in.
Go on in. Eddie, nobody's gonna hurt you. That's right. Now sit. Good boy.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
Doc, I'd like to see Eddie alone for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely not. Eddie's used to my constant presence as a support mechanism.
But you did say he was all right.
Absolutely.
Fine. Get out.
Judge. Do you understand the phrase separation anxiety?
Yeah. Do you understand the phrase contempt of court?
Relax, Eddie. It'll be fun. Don't mention the word womb.
Eddie. It's been a rough tour, eh, Eddie?
They ripped my hair out in Philadelphia.
Oh, they do that to everybody.
And in Cleveland, they sold pieces of my shirt.
Yeah, I've heard about rock fans doing that.
I was still wearing it.
How long you been on tour, Eddie?
Oh, a few nights.
Quick, what year is it?
80-something.
It's 85. Reagan is president.
The actor?
It's a long story.
So, that's it? You're only interested in musicians?
That music? We love music. We've got some of the best speakers in town. A really great pair. Stereo.
Little monos for squares.
Hey, guys.
Where is he?
Eddie? Oh, I sent him out.
You what? You sent him out?
Alone?
Sure, sent him to the zoo. What's the big deal?
The big deal? He's got the survival instincts of a cabbage. That's what's the big deal.
Aren't we exaggerating a little bit, Doc?
Sir, don't you ever read Tiger Beat magazine?
No, I let my subscription lapse.
Eddie Devon hasn't been out in public alone in 6 years.
Then you're saying I sent a defenseless, trusting human being into Central Park at night, alone?
Does the word oops come to mind? It's been over 4 hours, Judge Stone. I've sent out private detectives. No trace of him.
Oh, I'm sure he'll show up somewhere eventually.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Miss Sullivan.
In a lake, in a riverbed.
Thank you, Miss Sullivan.
She's right. I know for a fact that something unspeakably horrible has already happened to him. I feel great!
Why, look who's here.
Eddie, you're okay.
I feel great.
Where were you?
The zoo. I touched a goat.
That's how I got started.
You should have seen it, Dr. Melnick. People didn't even recognize me. One guy even came up to me and said, "Watch it, scum face."
Oh, how beautiful.
Eddie. This is just the way it started the last time.
Just the way what started?
You doubted me?
Only for a few minutes. In the spring of 1981. But we got through that one together. Didn't we, Eddie?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that his going to the petting zoo was wrong?
I'm confused.
So am I.
Come on, Eddie. We're going home. We'll cancel the tour. We'll go sit in the sand.
If what I did was wrong, if how I felt was wrong, then what's the point?
We'll talk about this outside.
Don't touch me.
Eddie!
Nobody talk to me! Thank you!
Doctor! That man is obviously exhausted. He just needs some time to himself.
Are you crazy? The man is obviously crumbling. He is on the verge of regressing into a dangerously unstable phase of his early childhood.
Doctor, you're the one who's being childish.
I am a licensed psychotherapist. I am never childish.
Excuse me, but that Devon guy's about ready to throw himself down the elevator shaft.
Nah.
Everybody, just keep back. I'm not fooling around here.
Do what he says, people.
Shh.
Eddie.
Let's just take a few deep breaths here. Okay. Well?
I feel much better, thanks.
Doc!
Eddie, you're a very sick man.
Doc, I just took a walk. I went out. I talked to a bag lady. I felt as free as I've ever felt in my entire life. And you're telling me I'm sick?
Yes.
Nice meeting you all.
Eddie! Suicide is crazy.
You've done this before, haven't you?
Eddie, she's right. This is no answer.
I know. I don't want to jump. Somebody please tell me what to do here.
If you could just make this out to June and Butch. Grandma and Grandpa, they love him.
Look, now, for your information, I happen to take this subject very seriously. Now, all I'm wondering is if we could get together sometime and discuss the various relationships you've had with your musical idols. I happen to be working toward my PhD in sociology. And the subject of early tribal chants and rhythms. Their symbiotic relationships to both the male and female libidos is directly related to my thesis.
Sounds great.
Fine. Say the Astro Motel around midnight?
Well, we can't. Not tonight. We've already got a date. With him.
Now, what has he got that I don't have?
He's got one of those. See you midnight.
Sure thing, kids.
Bye.
I am very cross with you.
Tough teepees.
What did you say to me?
Nothing, Doc. I'm sorry.
Let's go home, Eddie. Now.
All right.
That's it? You're giving in just like that? You're gonna do what he wants?
Christine, he saved the man's life.
Yeah, well, why don't I just shut up then?
Congratulations, Doc. You saved the man's life. Of course, what kind of life is it, Eddie?
Well, it
We'll tell him.
He needs structure in his life. I provide that.
For a hefty fee.
Hey! You can't get good psychological therapy at Kmart, fella.
Eddie, isn't there anything you miss? Isn't there something that you wanted to do and he wouldn't let you?
Well, I would have liked to have gone to my high school reunion.
Do you know what kind of diseases there are in a gymnasium?
Several were named after me.
Would have liked to have gone to my father's funeral.
You weren't allowed to go to your father's funeral?
Do you know how depressing those things are?
Eddie, I'm not much of a psychologist, but I'd bet that you'd have a better shot with Doc Severinsen than with this clown.
Listen, Judge, you're treading on very thin ice here.
Harry, I know you're just trying to help, but you're wrong about Dr. Melnick. He's not with me just for the money. And I'll prove it.
How?
How?
I'll give away everything I own.
I better go lock up Dan.
No, Eddie, that was...
Come on,
that was
so let's go.
No, Eddie, what I meant was...
Creating monsters is your hobby, isn't it?
Hey, you. You like jewelry? Here. This one's got a 2-carat emerald. I'd hold out for 60 grand. Okay, everybody, whoever wants it, cash, stocks, bonds, I'll be in the courtroom giving it away!
This makes up for the twins.
Okay, I got a shopping center. It's in Milwaukee.
Come on! Aren't we trying to play this silly little game?
Monopoly is a game. He's giving away the whole enchilada.
Oh! Mr. Feeling, I've got something for you. This is a 1959 Gibson Les Paul Special with twin pickups. There are only 12 of these were made. It was a gift to me on my 16th birthday from my father. His only wish in life was to see his son succeed at his first love, music. I want you to have this.
I don't know what to say. I'm honored. I'll always be grateful. Thank you. Have this appraised.
This is just getting ridiculous. He just wants my attention.
Okay. I got a Caribbean island.
That's mine! You promised.
They were right. You lied to me. You've been lying to me for 10 years.
Eddie? It doesn't matter anymore. You figured him out, and that's what counts.
He said he cared about me. He said that one day I'd be all right. Well, I'm not all right, Doc. And I'm gonna make you pay for it.
Eddie, wait!
Oh, great! Bad publicity! You know, they've been talking series with me and Joyce Brothers.
Eddie, please don't do it!
I have to, Harry. Well, thanks for everything, Dr. Melnick.
Eddie, sweetheart, you've got so much to live for.
But I gave it all away.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, you live with this, you scum! Surprise. I'm standing on top of the elevator.
I want you dead.
Why? You said I have so much to live for. Well, what do you think, guys? My first joke.
It killed me.
Thanks for everything, guys. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a few zoos to check out. Oh, by the way, Dr. Melnick, I kept all the Swiss bank accounts. I mean, I may be stupid, but I'm not crazy. Hi, Dan.
Well, if it isn't Count Basie. How did you enjoy your evening with the twins?
I wrote a poem about it.
This is volume one.
The Azari Sisters, An Adventure in Verse by Bull Shannon. Double your pleasure, double your fun. I used to have yearnings, and now I got none.
This My Time Marathon. Tune in for another tomorrow night at 6 p.m. But don't go anywhere. It's now time for TV Land's primetime lineup.